Hare Krishna. This is Toronto Temple Sunday Feast Lecture. It is on 10th of Jan, 2011. Thank you. So we will discuss whatever you like to know. So in that case, we should have a little interactive class. So anybody has any question, comment, or whatsoever, so we'll discuss that. So anybody has any point of discussion? Yes, Mataji. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. If you think we can understand, can you please tell us how to truly and sincerely get rid of pride?
Truly, what is it?
Truly and sincerely get rid of pride.
Okay, anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
I was asking myself for a long time, in order to get to that stage of salvation, so called liberation, mukti, what is that?
What is that? In order to get to the platform of mukti, what is the measure?
How much I have reached.
Okay. Mukti. Okay. Anybody else? I'll give you lots of time. We have lots of time, so I'm not hurrying at all. So another okay.
Why do we feed the hand that feeds us as prasadam?
What are they?
Why do we feed the hand that feeds us prasadam?
Are
we within Krishna or is Krishna within us? Two questions.
Okay.
The first question was,
yes.
Why would we feed the hand that feeds us? So why feed Krishna when he's feeding us the whole time?
Okay, why feed Krishna?
So why do we feed the hand that feeds us? And the second question was, are we within Krishna or is Krishna within us?
Okay. Yes, you can start from there.
Why does Krishna allow the material world?
Why does Krishna allow the material world?
What is the reason we are here in the material world?
What is the reason that we are here in the material world?
And reason.
Okay.
One more. Or many more. Or any more.
Prabhu?
Yes.
My question is, why do we use different terms like in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam by referring Krishna as Vishnu or Narayan or, you know, different names of Krishna? Like, I know, according to his leelas, we refer to his name like Govinda, Keshav or Rishikesh. But like Vishnu and Narayan and Krishna, we use differently, and sometimes even in the Tulsi Aarti we say
Krishna,
Krishna Bhakti or Vishnu Bhakti.
Vishnu Bhakti.
So why do we use different terms of different, like when we try to refer Krishna?
Okay. Okay. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Mridati Swapadantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisheshanyavadi Paschata Deshakarini. So what is the real way we can get rid of our pride? So best way is to think that I am not this material body and that I am spirit soul, and me, spirit soul, meant to serve Krishna. So diffuse your false ego. That diffusion is into Jivera Swarupa Hai, Krishna Nityadas. That I am insignificant, small, little living entity, and who is part and parcel of Krishna. And because I am part and parcel of Krishna, it is my eternal dharma, duty, to serve Him. So if you always think about ourselves an eternal servant of Krishna, then there is no false ego. Anything, everything you have, you connect it back to Krishna, then there is no question of false ego. Srila Prabhupada says that whatever we create, it is meant for our happiness, pleasure. We create money, it meant for our pleasure. We create house, meant for our pleasure. Similarly, Krishna created everything, eminent and inanimate. Isavatsyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat enityaktena gunditha magrata kasya siddhanam. Everything, eminent and inanimate, belongs to Krishna because it is created by Him, and all these things meant to give Him pleasure because it is created by Him. So everything, including us, and it is including ours. So He is Janma Adi Asyata, He has created everything. Why he has created everything? For his pleasure. Just like we create anything meant for our pleasure, then why not whatever he created, then why not it is meant for his pleasure? So everything, me and mine, is meant for Krishna's pleasure. No question of pride. Me and mine. False ego, pride, means I have something and I am proud of my pen. But I have no pen. It doesn't belong to me. Any penny doesn't belong to me. So if it transforms mine into his, and I also belong to him, and I meant to serve him, and I meant to give him pleasure, and whatever I have separated from him and made it mine, also I use that back into his service, no question of pride. Everything is diffused. It is his anyway. But we make it mine. We also belong to him because he created us. So when we transcend our consciousness from mine to his, pride is gone. No pride. Trunadapi samuchena taroreva sahisnuna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. Become more tolerant than a tree and become, think oneself more lower than straw in the street, and always ready to give respect to others and never expect any kind of respect for ourselves. Under such a humble state of mind, one can chant the holy name constantly. Then that diffuses a false ego. No false ego. Rupa Sanatana Goswami would have any tinge of false ego, it is inconceivable. Because they were meek and humble and everything for the Lord. Everything, every second is for the Lord. Everything that they possessed is for the Lord. They didn't possess much, but still mind, body, words belongs to Krishna. They consigned that to Krishna. So no question of pride. So this is super consciousness, topmost consciousness. So that's enough for that, and we'll invite question at the end. Mukti, measurement, how far I have reached to attain mukti. So most of the religionist and sampradaya, the different sects, their ultimate goal is mukti. Most of them, 99% of the spiritualists, they promote mukti. But mukti has not topmost position in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and other, many other also. But special in here, mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Mukti, liberation, means to understand your swarup. What is that swarup? Jiveva swarup hoy krishneva nitya das. That I am the eternal servant of Krishna. This is liberation. Liberation begins when you start serving Krishna practically with your minds, with your mind, body, words, action, you serve Krishna. Hari na jala to mukti na maage, maage janam janam avatar re. Nita seva nita kirtan achava nirakhavananda kumar re. Bhutala bhakti padarathamutu brahma lokama nahi re. Harina janato mukti namage mage janam janam avataro nitya seva nitya kirtan accha nirakava nanda kumara. So the devotees of the Lord, they don't hanker for liberation. Namaki. Diyamanamna grinanti. Kapilde. Diyamanamna grinanti. Vina mat sevana jana. Five kinds of liberation. Sahijya sasti. Sarupya. Sannidya. Sahijya iti uta. Diyamananda grinanti vinamat sevana jana. These five kinds of liberation, especially sahijya mukti. And that's what most of the spiritualists promote. Out of Vaishnava liberation are four. And impersonal liberation is sahijya mukti. Vaishnava liberation means salokya, sasti, sarupya. Salokya, these four liberation, living in the same planet as Krishna, having same beauty as Krishna, having same opulences as that of Krishna, and Sahaja, merging into the effulgence of Krishna, impersonal liberation. Kaivalyam narkayate, impersonal liberation is hellish. It is like going to hell. Kaivalyam narakayate. Dvadasapur akasapuspayate. Vidhi mahendradi kitayate. Vishwam sarvam sukhayate. So kaivalyam narakayate. Kaivalyam mukti is hellish. Why hellish? Because there is nothing much to do there. It's like a dust of the particle of the dust flying around, hovering around into the effulgence of sun effulgence. And no association, no variegatedness. So that liberation is hellish, very hellish. And that liberation is sought by most of the spiritualists. But even if you want mukti, fine. How much you have liberated from your position? Mukti, other gross meaning or meaning, you can say mukti means to get liberated from cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Mukti. Dharma, artha, kaam and moksha. Mukti. So, to get liberated from birth, death, old age and disease is automatically achieved by the devotees, pure devotees of Krishna. Automatic. And even if I have to take a birth, so be it. It is boon to take a birth in the midst of pure devotees. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanne vas janame janame hoy hoy. Janma janmantar. I want to take birth. I don't want liberation. But where I want to take birth? Very important. Tandera charana sevi. Whom? Those six Goswami's servant, devotees. That is Tandera Charan Sevi. Tandera Charan Sevi means the servant of the lotus feet of six Goswamis. Sanne Vas, Janame Janame Hoy, Ehi Abhilash. That is my utmost desire. That please, Krishna, grant me the boon that I may take birth after every birth, birth after birth. I will be with the devotees of six Goswamis. This is a desire of Vaishnava. And this is real liberation. There is nothing more happiest situation than being born to a pure Vaishnava and to be in midst of that, those Vaishnavas. Nothing more happiest situation than this. And that's why Narottam Das Thakur always sings Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. Sangh, association. I want to be in midst of devotees. So this is real, real liberation. And even if you want mukti from cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, and you want to measure your progress, then you can measure by, Dasaratha Maharaj was asked, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Anyway, how is your progress going to get liberated from this material world? So, the test of liberating yourself from material world is that how much you have left material world. In other words, how much you are, whatever amount you are not attached to material world, that much you are liberated. Simple logic and simple measurement, simple mapping. The more you are detached from material world, the more you have liberated yourself. And material world means it comprises into this ahar, nindra, bhai, maithun, birth, death, old age and disease. This is material world. Lust, anger, greed, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. This is all material world. The matter, gross matters, earth, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, bhumi, rapo, nalo, vayu, kham, mano, buddhi. So the more you are detached from honey and money, that's a sum total of material world, kanchan and kamini. That's where material world is. And you want to get liberated. So then more you are detached from honey and money, high and mind, the more you are detached from these things, the more liberated you are. But this is not what we, Vaishnava, wants. We want Tandera Charana Sevi, Bhakta, Nita Seva, Nita Kirtan, Vachav, Mirakava, Nanda Kumarari. Eternal service, Nitya Seva, Nita Kirtan, always in midst of the Kirtan, where Krishna resides, always. Krishna always resides where there is performance of Kirtan. So that's where we want to be. But even if you want to find a mapdan scale where you are at in your march towards liberation, the more you are detached from this material world, the more you get liberated. Simple. And especially honey and money. Honey can be husband or honey can be wife, or girlfriend or boyfriend. And he can be anybody. One of these. So more. So this is the measurement. Let's go. Wife feed Krishna. Because everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. So tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera. Because it becomes the exchange of love. The article you offer that belongs to Krishna back to him. Prabhupada says that reciprocation becomes medium of exchange of love between you and Krishna. Prabhupada gives very beautiful example that a child and a father. Father bought 1 pound candy and he gives to the child. It is father's money, father's candy. And he gives it to child. And child said, this is mine, this is mine, this belongs to me. But other child, out of love, my dear father, this is very nice candy. Please, please taste. He has jaundice or diabetes, he doesn't want. But, oh here, my father, please take one. It belongs to father. But then that candy and mood and love, that is involved. Reciprocation between you and Krishna. You belong to Krishna, yours belong to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. But if you offer it back to him, then it becomes the exchange of love. Yat karosi, yadasnasi, yajuhosi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kamteya, tat purusha madarpanan. Offer it to me. Patram puspam phalam toyam. Yome bhakta prayachati. Bhaktya, out of love. One who gives me out of love. That ingredient, love. And then I accept that. And if you don't offer, then what? Then Krishna says, Yagna sista sinna santo munchate sarvakil visahi. Bhujante te agam papa e pachanta atma karana. Agam papa, ghor papa. You are eating, invariably you are eating sins. Nothing but sin. Because you haven't offered it to Krishna. Yagna sista. Whatever is left over from fire sacrifice, offerings to Krishna. That, if you don't offer, then it becomes ghastly sin. And you are eating sin. And your existence, your body, will become sinful. No clear consciousness. Stena eva saha, previous verse, he says, one who does not offer food to demigods and Krishna, first Krishna and then demigods, then he is a topmost thief. He is nobody is more better or highest thief than him who does not offer it to Krishna. Stena eva saha. So why offer it to Krishna? It belongs to Krishna. Why offer it to Krishna? Because Krishna is demanding. Offer it to me. And it is his. And it becomes medium of love exchange, loving exchange. It becomes, we have to offer it to Krishna out of love and devotion. Love and devotion is ingredient. That's why we have to offer it to him. So if you don't offer, you are stena eva saha, you are the most exalted thief, and then ghor papa, you are the ghor papi, most exalted sinner, sin, biggest sinner ever, if you don't offer, and biggest thief ever, if you don't offer it to Krishna. It is His, but He is asking us. You make it that offering to Me, and then in return I'll give you prasad and mercy, by which you will purify your whole existence. So that's why I offer it to Krishna, just to reciprocate with Krishna. Thank you, my dear God, Krishna. Not God, we don't say God. We say Krishna. And while some of you have boyfriend, Krishna boyfriend, some of you have Krishna as paramour, or somebody has Krishna as father. So we say Krishna. So why offer it to Krishna? It is an exchange of love. We want to show Him love. That's why we offer His stuff back to Him. Let's go a little further. Why create material world and reason behind it? So it all began like this. Aham eva asam eva agre na yat sat asat param. Chaturshloki Bhagavad. Before the creation, all that was existing is Me, Krishna. Krishna is speaking to Brahma. But that Krishna developed some desire. Eko aham bahushyam sruti. Sruti. Veda, smruti. Eko aham, I am by myself. Now I want to become many so that I can enjoy even more. I am enjoying. Krishna is Atmaram. Aptakam. He has no desire to be fulfilled. But still He has a desire. And that desire is that I want variegatedness. I want to enjoy. And that's why I want to become many. So, many means creation. He created us, He created spiritual world. And the idea, what was the idea of creation? That I will enjoy and everybody else will enjoy equally to Me. But over a period of time we develop desire. I want to be enjoyed. I am also bhakta. So there is only one enjoyer. In kingdom there can be only one king, not two. So now there are two king. I am enjoyed and Krishna is enjoyed. So then Krishna says, it will not work here. It will not work here. Bhokta Ram Yagyata. I am Bhokta. And living entity, false ego, he says, he also says, Iswaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, I am Bhogi, I am Bhokta, Aham Ishwar, Iswaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, Balavan Sukhi. So Krishna says, there are two Krishna here. No good. He has developed some material desire away from Me. He has separated desire than Me. That's called material desire. Anything you separate from Krishna, that is material. So that development of material desire. So Krishna says, okay, you want to become bhokta, then here is jail for you. Because you have developed material desire, I have to give you material body, material senses, material object of the senses, and material world, and everything material I have to produce. So He produced 1/4 of His creation as a jail where living entity who thinks I am Krishna, bhakta, will go and get reformed by the kicks of Maya. Maya will kick him. Jagadananda Pandit says that Bhagavan chakare nikasta maya tare japoti adare. Krishna bahirmukh jeev Bhagavan Chakra. Krishna Bahir. Krishna's their desire separate from Krishna. Krishna Bahir Mukji. Bhagavan Chakra. Nikasta Maya Tare. Jhapoti Yade. So to reform that living entity, Maya is spanking this living entity every minute, left and right, spanking. And we are taking the kicks to be very enjoyable. That is stupidity of living entity. Maya is kicking every minute. To reform the living entity. Now what is that reformation? That you are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and you are meant to serve Krishna. This is a reformation. Shastra, Guru, Sadhu. Shastra, Sadhu, Kripaye Adi. Shastra, Sadhu, Kripaye Adi. Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Sei Jeev Nistare, Maya Tahara Chudai. Chaitanya Chaitanya. By causeless mercy of sadhu, like Srila Prabhupada, and scripture, like Gita and Bhagavad, Shastra Sadhu, Kripaye Adi, Krishna Unmuk, Vimuk, Unmuk, Bahirmuk, Krishna Bahirmukhana, Bhogovanchakare, Nikastha Mayatare, Japoti Adi. So, Bahirmuk and Unmuk. Shastra, Sadhu, Kripaya Adi, Krishna Unmukha Hoy, Sei Jeev Nistare, Maya Tahara Chudai. Maya, chod deti. This is Maya. Maya does not bother that living entity anymore. Those living entity who has turned his face towards Krishna. And that's all it needs. We have to turn our face back to Krishna, Krishna Unmukh. And immediately we are back to home, back to Gaudi, right next to Krishna. Only little thing. Vimukh, Unmukh. Vimukh, Japotiya. Unmukh, Maya Tahara Chudai. So again, why create material world? Because living entity has created material desire. What is the definition of material desire? That desire which is not in connection with Krishna is called material desire. So for that Krishna has to create, because that is a pollution. So Krishna has to correct that pollution in your consciousness. So for that he had to make a separate mechanism called mundane material world, separate from it, separate. Viraja, causal ocean, and Jad Jagat. This is Jad Jagat. The other side of causal ocean, spiritual Jagat, Adhyatmic Jagat. So this is Jad Jagat, Jad, where Jad means inert, gross. So, gross desire, to fulfill that gross desire, Krishna is so kind, okay. You have a gross desire, material desire, then I'll give you material body, material senses, material object of the senses, and create the material elements where you can take refuge, asray, and enjoy yourself materially and suffer. Maya will kick you every minute. And what is that kick? You better get reformed. And what is that reformation? You are eternal servant of Krishna. So turn your face back to Krishna. And that's it. Turning your face back towards Krishna is called atyantik pralay. Your business in material world is finished. And your prolay, your is a atyantik devastation. You go back to home, back to garden. And over there you are greeted with dance and jazz and with bugles and trumpets, and you're back to home. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, last time. Okay. Names of Krishna and Vishnu. So we'll discuss that next time. Jula. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
One more time for Your Holiness, Kapil Prabhu, for giving us an amazing Q&A. Hello. So we'll now continue on the 8 o'clock RT. We encourage you to stand up and move towards the altars or face the altars, and the youth will continue with the kirtan. Hare Krishna.